Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
I was ready to do figure eights in the lake. I was ready to jump a wave. You know, I was ready to have a good time with it because I had learned how to relax and enjoy the ride. I had not enjoyed the ride before, and it cost me. Oh, did it cost me? It was painful. But what I'm trying to get across here is the fact, and all of the humor in that, is the fact that we can enjoy life and not be tense. And it's a whole lot more relaxing. It won't wear you out. It's not near as hard on you. It's not near as hard on your body. It's not near as hard on your mind. It's not near as hard on the people around you who have to work with your tense self.
That's right.
We've been raised up and made to sit together with Him in heavenly places. God would have us to rely on our position more. And not be moved by our condition as much. Now, your condition may force you into being into focusing on your position more. I mean, let's face it, if you're broke, you need to be doing something from the position that you have in heavenly places and make a change. But by going around and talking about how broke you are and how much you don't have and how much you'd like to have and hopefully someday our ship will come in, you're not going anywhere. You're not making any demands upon the reservoir that's in place for you in heaven. There is a reservoir that's in place for us in heaven, and we have to, on purpose, tap into that reservoir. And the way we tap into it is by the words of our mouth. Nobody believes what you say more than you do.
That's right.
You realize that? Nobody believes what you say more than you do. And if you're saying the wrong things, you're constantly convincing yourself that you're a failure. You're constantly convincing yourself that you're defeated. You're constantly convincing yourself that you're sick or that you're not ever going to do any better. When we have a consciousness of the position that we hold in heavenly places, our conversation should acclimate to that position. We should be saying things like, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." We should be saying things like, "I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. If mine enemy comes against me one way, he'll flee from before me seven ways. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment is now condemned for my sake. I'm blessed when I come in and I'm blessed when I go out. All the fruit of my labor," whatever you do for a job, this is what you need to be saying over your job. "All the fruit of my labor is blessed."
That's right. That's right.
You start saying things like that, watch what starts happening on your job. Just by simply saying that, and you say, "Well, what's the big deal in saying?" Because authority is in your mouth.
That's right.
Authority is executed through your mouth. Not your brain. You can think it all day long, but if you don't ever speak it, it dies unborn. It does not create the substance of prosperity that it's designed to create because it's not coming out of your tongue. The secret to long life, the secret to longevity, the secret to health is found in your tongue. What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying about your living conditions? What are you saying about the food you're eating? You know, I realize we live in a country that junk food is premier, unfortunately. And some things are cooked out of our, food that we get. And You know, there's all kinds of studies on that, and I'm not going to get into all that. But you know what? Just a simple, short prayer over your meal before you eat, provided you're endeavoring to eat healthy, can cause that food to begin to interact with your body in a way that it was not interacting with it before. All because we used our tongue. Don't just be a bucket plunker. Don't just drop your money in the bucket on Sunday or Wednesday or whatever. Say something over that money.
Right.
I proved this out. I proved this out a number of years ago. You know, I got no business preaching if I can't prove some of these things. We've got a lot of talk in the body of Christ, and some of that nonsense needs to stop until there's some demonstration to go with it. People are getting tired of that. But I'm a faithful tither. My wife and I, we tithe off of all of that comes into our hands, and then we give offerings over and above that. But I have found that just even with the tithe, if I will say some things over my bank accounts, if I'll say some things over my storehouses positively, you know, in Proverbs 3, it tells us that if you'll honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, thy barns will be filled with plenty. You realize that's a spiritual law that is waiting to be set in place and set into motion, but it takes our tongue to set it in motion? I proved this out. I tested it out just to find out, and I began to say this over my bank accounts when I'd give tithes and offerings. I begin to just say that over that offering. And I thank the Lord for it because it's His Word that I'm basing this on. His Word is to be the basis for everything that we do.
Amen.
And I begin to thank Him and praise Him. Well, the next day I didn't win the lottery. But within just a few weeks, I noticed that the accounts started building up. And I began to notice that things weren't as tight as they were before. And I began to notice that we started to have a little extra here and a little extra there. Now, for some people, the Lord couldn't bless them like that because they'd ruin it. They'd open their mouth and they'd say, "Well, we got a little extra money. It's about time for the dishwasher to break down. About time to have a flat on the car again." You know how it is. Whenever we get a little extra money, something happens. See, you just ex-nayed everything you just set into motion for good. That's one of those occasions where you need to keep your mouth shut. You know, sometimes I have found, you know, some things you just stumble over. I have found that sometimes the wise answer of the tongue is no answer from the tongue. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the best thing to do is just don't say nothing. You've set something in motion with your tongue. Leave it alone. Let it keep working. Let it keep working. It's working until you stop it. Now, I had no intentions of talking about our tongue tonight, but here I am. How did I get off on this? I don't know, but here we are. My wife brought this to my attention the other night. Monday, we got all new carpet in our house. We needed carpet. And a number of years ago, a church we were with before, we sewed some carpet into that church. And we told the pastor, "Go and pick what you need to finish off the platform area." And she went and picked the most expensive carpet they had. And because we're people of our word, we said, "Don't pay attention. Don't worry about the price. We'll just get what we need." And so we paid for it. Becker and I paid for it. And we agreed between us. We said, "Well, you know, we told her just to go pick out whatever, and this is what she did, and it's a good pick, and it's going to go with what we're wanting to do here." And so this is just seed sown, because the day's going to come, we're going to need carpet. And the day is going to come, we're going to need some carpet in our home or office or something. And we'll just consider this a seed sown. Now that was, what, close to 8 years ago? 7? 5 years ago? So we just thank God for the opportunity to get to be a blessing and went on. Well, we went down to the local store there in Kansas City and found a place that was going to install carpet for us. I took my measurements down. They sent a rep out. He measured it up, told us what we'd need. We set up a date to do it. Monday was the day. We had picked out a sample of carpet that we felt would be the best for color and plushness. And see, with the baby coming on, I just didn't feel good about the baby crawling on the floor that was there, and I wanted new carpet. And so they came out and they began to install our carpet on Monday. I didn't think too much of it. They got two-thirds, three-fourths of the way into it. And I went in, I got to look in that carpet, and I said, you know, this don't look like the same carpet we picked out.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now, and we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.